China's factories are humming again after shutdowns during the pandemic, churning out products for the rest of the world. New numbers out today show that Chinese exports rose 21% last month compared to a year ago, and China's exports to the United States jumped more than twice as fast. That is not the outcome President Trump was aiming for when he imposed stiff taxes on Chinese goods. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us to explain. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Ari.
So the pandemic initially put the brakes on global trade, but these numbers make it sound like China has come roaring back. What's happening?
Yeah, you know, China had a head start on the rest of the world going into the pandemic, and it's getting a head start on the recovery as well. China's once again serving as a factory for the rest of the world. You know, while much of the planet is wrestling with the pandemic, it has turned to China to generate the products that people need, whether that's face masks and other kinds of personal protective equipment, or the laptop computers that students and workers are using while they're stuck at home. China's exports to the U.S. last month were up 46% from a year ago. Exports from the U.S. to China also grew last month, but not as fast, so the gap between the two countries in trade widened.
But China had promised to buy more American-made products as part of the trade deal with the Trump administration. Is China living up to its end of the bargain?
No, at least not yet. China agreed to boost its purchases of U.S. goods and services by $200 billion over the course of 2 years. We're almost 1 year into that deal now, and China's imports are well short of that pace. Now, this was billed as a phase one agreement because it left unresolved a lot of the big structural complaints that had ignited the trade war. But it did try to address the longstanding trade deficit the U.S. has with China, which President Trump has often complained about. Now, China has been increasing its purchases of things like pork and soybeans, but they'd really have to accelerate imports next year in order to meet that $200 billion target.
Is a trade deficit of that size a big problem for the U.S.?
You know, for all that the president complains about it, most economists don't see the trade deficit as a big problem. Trump considers it a sign that China is taking advantage of the U.S., but presumably the stuff we're buying from China is stuff that American consumers or companies want. It is interesting, though, that imports from China continue to grow so rapidly, even with the steep import taxes that Trump imposed. And most of those taxes or tariffs are still in place despite the phase one trade deal. You know, the average tariff on Chinese products imported to the U.S. now tops 19%. That's up from about 3% before the trade war started. And we know most of those tariffs are paid either by consumers here in the U.S. or by the American companies that import those products.
And of course, the Trump administration is on its way out, the Biden administration on its way in. How do you expect things to change?
You know, concerns about China and its aggressive behavior, both on the trade front and the geopolitical front, are not going away on January 20th. So it's likely the incoming president will leave a lot of these tariffs on Chinese imports in place, at least for the time being. You will, however, probably see a different tone from President-elect Biden. He is likely to work more closely with other trading partners in a cooperative way to try to put pressure on China. That's in contrast to President Trump's more go-it-alone strategy, which often alienated U.S. allies as much as it did Beijing.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Ari.